Easy peasy and the clutch, or the big mistake that programmers should and make. Preface. This poem is about an old and unusual idea, where if you open a new window on your desktop, it won't open on top of the existing one, but next to it, where you would need to swipe to or pan to. This way, when doing taxes, for example, you could create a map of new windows as you open them one after another. Some would have tabs, others not, but they would be radiating away from where you started. This approach to user interface is called a zooming user interface, where you can pan and zoom around. It works okay on mobile as you pinch out to get an overview of your entire space. It works really well on the desktop where you scroll wheel out with your mouse to again get a picture of all the open windows. And it translates well to virtual reality where your windows just show up as a huge wall. The biggest benefit, however, is a simplification in building the actual user interfaces, as they no longer need to resize to a small screen. It can be the same window UI, both on mobile and the desktop. But even more importantly, simple user interfaces means that the user is invited to build apps. Without further ado, easy peasy in the clutch, or the big mistake that programmers should unmake. We got grandfathered in an idea that runs thin. The greatest mistake, without a doubt, is today's user interface layout. Long ago, it was X and Y based, but now it is CPU cycle waste. Complex nonsense, all too dense, all because of greedy claws. We must go back to set things on track. Let the user be the chooser. Let them drag and drop. Programmers need to stop. Let ideas sprout. No more automatic layout. And to fit the hard-coded size, we must recognize that the desktop and scroll should make us lol. It should have been pan and zoom, not this responsive doom and gloom. Boom, that's right. We gotta go back with our might and bring back X and Y UI design to make the user shine. You make the code and object trees, and the user customizes the UI in peace. It is a bright new world. The idea never got old. Let them pan and zoom on the phone and the desktop at home. Same UI, open sky, and nobody has to cry or die. All your windows always open with the level of detail poppin'. Avoid the layout doom. Implement easy pan and zoom. Kill the clutch. Stop the fudge. Easy peasy, same UI. The clutch must die. Afterward, this audacious poem is about your ability to pinch out of your phone UI to see all the windows you have recently opened right where you left them. They are in sleep mode, but they look like they are live, so zooming out is memory efficient enough. Zooming in need not mean magnification. By default, we can just stop at 1-1 ratio. Panning means moving your finger to slide away from the window. Now, the window stays put. You are not moving it. You are moving everything to the side where there is likely an empty spot for a new window or a window that you were previously using. The pinch-out overview helps figuring out what's going on. And this whole thing about the layout being too complex and actually being a kludge is kind of hard to talk about because it is horrendously stupid. The matter of the kludge, or a crappy idea, only gets worse because it cut you, the user, from editing the user interface. That's right, applications should be editable. If there is something you want to change in your favorite app, you can put it in edit mode and move things around by dragging them. This is not possible today because smart applications use complex layout engines that can automatically adapt between desktop, tablet, and phone screens, or at the very least, should be using such things. This is a lot harder to get right than just laying things out with X and Y, by just dragging text boxes and buttons with your finger, really. We can get over all the other hurdles with ideas like spreadsheets and tables and object relational mapping, but the UI layout remains a challenge to the novice. It's quite intimidating. The reason this is a big deal is because it is not just a matter of customizing applications, but also making your own, be it for personal use or for sale. When your user can pan and zoom, it does not matter how big the window is or how small the screen. Without panning and zooming, with the responsive UI kludge we have today, everything must resize to fit on the screen it is on, and that's hard to configure. Usually, when everything is done automatically, the phone screen will have confusing, mangled, and squished UI components, and the desktop will have too much room and low information density. With pan and zoom, you just make the window what it needs to be and move on. And when you do need to switch to another window, the UI will pan there automatically. It will scroll you over to where you need to go next. It is worth noting that early Windows had a multiple document interface where you could have multiple windows inside a window. But there was no pan and zoom. You couldn't grab onto the background and move it. You had to move the scroll bar. And zoom, I've never seen it implemented in a multiple document interface. This idea has its problems, but they are more manageable than creating crazy automatic layout stuff that cuts off novice users from creating applications. And of course, the ability to make apps at home via drag and drop is just too precious in general to throw away. Take a look at an old HyperCard tutorial to see how fun making applications used to be. And the code behind buttons would be a visual programming language today. The modern visual programming is nothing what it used to be in the 90s. There are enough good ideas like ORM, immutable state, state machines, and event emitters to make visual programming about connecting boxes together. Creating applications would be about dragging and dropping and connecting lines. Drag and drop the UI together and then jump under the buttons or into the state machine to weave the necessary programming out of boxes and lines. I say the next winning operating system user interface will be pan and zoom, because it just makes so much more sense than what we have today. And it of course opens that gateway to making the user into a programmer, a very powerful and wonderful thing indeed.